Hi there, Ben and Kelly, and a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Eric says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm at a loss here. I thought I'd reach out to you all.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I caught my girlfriend doing something. I'm not really sure what to do about it. One night I woke up, realized she wasn't in bed anymore.
Okay.
I also realized my phone wasn't on the nightstand anymore.
Okay.
I looked around and saw light coming from under the bed. Turns out she was under the bed going through my phone. I was so shocked I didn't even say anything.
Uh-huh.
Now a few days have passed and I'm not sure what to do. She obviously didn't find anything. I'm a trustworthy guy, but I'm trying to be understanding as she's been cheated on in the past.
Oh, okay.
So I told my sister about it. She thinks it's totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of my buddies say it's super weird. I should confront her. One even went as far as to say I should break up with her because now I can't trust her.
Mm.
So what do you think I should do?
Oh, wow. Well, I think you got to let her know that you know somehow.
Yeah. Like, hey, I noticed the other night I kind of woke up and there was a light under the bed.
I mean, yeah, you
were under the bed.
I was going to say, you could be that forward about it, too. Or
just be like, is everything okay?
Or you could do a thing where it's like, hey, I know that, you know, I guess I'm trying to think, do you do a thing where it's like, hey, let's... I realize I haven't given you my passcode to get into my phone. You know, I just want to make sure that you know, we're all, you know, on the even. And here you go. If you want to, if you need anything or whatever, if you need a contact or anything in my phone, here's my passcode to get in.
So you're saying don't even acknowledge that you saw her snooping through your phone under the bed.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe you just go with a kind of a, hey, here's my passcode. Well, maybe she already knows it if she's getting in it.
Well, yeah, it sounds like she does.
All right,
she got into the phone and she was just scrolling through under the bed.
Under the bed is weird.
One of the weirdest pieces for me of this story.
I know.
Like, why didn't you go in the other room?
Go in the other room, or you know, you could just, if she already knows your passcode and he's asleep, why don't you just grab it and look at it in bed? Like, I don't know. She's rifling through
the phone.
Right. She's trying to be sneaky.
That's not normal behavior either. Like, I don't sit there and do that to my husband's phone. He doesn't do that to mine.
We have no reason. Like, I don't have a reason to.
Right.
But I could get in, I could get into my wife's phone if I needed to.
Sure.
And she could get into mine. And quite honestly, a lot of times we'll... like, hey, can I borrow your phone? And it's, okay, here you go. And like, it's not asking why. It's just, okay, here you go. So,
Jen says, you just mentioned next time you see my phone, just open it up. You don't have to hide under the bed. The monsters are under there. There are monsters under the bed, babe. I'm just worried about you.
Or you're like, hey, have you seen my shoes? Are they under the bed? Do you know?
Like, did you see them when you were under there going through my phone?
When you were under the bed?
The other night? Kind of a cheeky and fun way to say it.
Oh, shoot. That's
kind of fun. I think that we tell her that we know you were under the bed going through my phone. Like, it's not necessary.
All right, but how do you do it without... because I don't think you got to break up with her. Because I feel like your friends are going a little end game here.
We confront her just so that she knows, listen, you don't have to be that way with me. You don't have to not trust me because I am not the one that cheated on you in your past. I am a different guy. And if you have doubts about anything, there is full transparency. You feel like you need to go through my phone, just ask.
All right. 502-795-1997. How have you dealt with this in your past? Because everybody has a phone. And if you've got a partner, I'm sure you've dealt with this, especially the first time of like, hey, can I get in your phone? Can I see something? You know, and how do you deal with that? And maybe we can give Eric the words to address it with his girlfriend. So 502-795-1997 is our number. It's group therapy. Group therapy, talking about Eric and his girlfriend. Eric is a listener of ours who kind of observed in the middle of the night his girlfriend snooping under the bed going through his phone. And so he didn't say anything to her in the moment, thought it was weird. And now she has had cheating in the past. Like she's dealt with that in the past. And so he talked to his sister about it. He talked to his friend about it. He hasn't talked to her about it. His sister says, not a big deal. Friend says, break up with her.
Yeah, so Shelly on text says, okay, my best friend does this stuff. She snoops and mistrusts every guy ever, and she had been cheated on in the past, but usually when she's super paranoid is when she's also cheating. Guilty conscience.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but just a thought.
Wow.
Yeah. Lisa says, childish, yes. Breakup worthy, not yet. I cannot stress enough that people need to deal with their past before they get into a new relationship. This girl should be absolutely beyond embarrassed to lower herself to this level. Just tell her that you know what she did and talk through it. But also let her know that you are not the dumping ground for her ex's behavior, so she needs to deal with that if she wants to continue on.
Listen, there's another Eric who's chiming in, who says been there, done that, end the relationship because she's the one who's cheating. So that's, so there's a Ooh. Lot of people who are tossing out she has a guilty conscience and that's why she's rifling through your phone. She's up to no good, which, man, I would be careful. Turning around and accusing her of doing that. It is a little bit odd. I mean, the behavior is a little bit odd. You know, and on Facebook, Taylor says, honestly, if she's been cheated on, it's going to be in her mind for a long time. It takes a lot of healing when it comes to, when coming away from that. Maybe have a conversation with her about it, but reassure that you're not mad and you understand why she did it. But next time, if she's struggling with those thoughts, just to ask, see your phone and just show her that you're trustworthy, right?
Yes. Samantha also said on Facebook, I've been with my now husband almost 5 years. I have never once gone through the phone. I've been cheated on before, but he has never given me any reason to be concerned. And under the bed, that's odd ferret behavior.
Ferret. Ferret behavior. Do ferrets burrow?
I don't know.
Is that what they do?
I don't know.
Are they tunnelers?
I'm not sure. It's the under the bed thing that still I'm a little hanging on. Let's just.
Okay, here. Slight tangent. I don't want to get too far off. But have you ever actually gone, like, crawled under your bed?
No, I can't.
Is it too small?
Well, the frame goes all the way to the ground. There's like maybe you can slide like your hand flat under it, but that's about it.
So,
and we have like a power base, so there's just no room.
I have so for a while we tried, we had these like little I guess bed extenders that you could, like four little base extenders that you could elevate your bed a little bit more if you wanted to, right?
Okay.
And so it was probably 6 inches or so. And so we tried doing that and our bed was just too tall. But with that, it was kind of fun to be able to reach stuff under our bed and be like, wow, look at all the room.
Look at all that.
Like we could get under the bed and we could do all this fun stuff, but there's nothing happening under that bed. So it's like,
we've got a platform bed downstairs and the dogs can get under there, but we can't. So that's a little frustrating because if they decide to go hide under there, getting them out can be tricky.
Look, I would enjoy being able to get under the bed every now and then, especially when my cat decides that she's going to be angry at us. And,
right. And go hide. It's a great hiding place for pets.
Yeah. So, one more here. Alexis says, look, she is feeling insecure either about herself or maybe some recent behavior of yours. So maybe just ask her and address it tactfully and compassionately, but just tell her that you saw and ask if there's any particular reason she feels the need to do it the way she did.
Yeah, like, did you see any behavior of mine that made you think that I was cheating?
Look at this.
Is this just truly based on what you've been through in the past and just know that I'm not that guy?
Look at us. We are suggesting being mature, rational adults about this.
Yeah.
We're saying, hey, let's just take the tempers and the drama and de-escalate it a little bit.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, understand you went through some stuff. That's not me, but
I'm not that guy. Don't punish me for past crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ashley says on Facebook, hi, woman here. Not normal. I understand her concerns and your empathy if she had been cheated on, but in order for your relationship to work, she's got to trust you. I've never gone through my husband's phone. You need to have a conversation about trust.
All right. Well, I think we've landed on every... So, yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of a little bit of a, hey, let's address it. Do it in a mature way and go from there.
One more. Stacey on Facebook says, as a female, I say, play on, playa. Stay toxic and keep checking that phone. As a boy mom, I say, absolutely not. You have the right to privacy. You are not married or seemingly engaged. I'm assuming you each pay your own phone bill, etc. Old boy is going to have a stressful life, I'd say.
Okay, that didn't really help, did it?
It didn't, but no. It was kind of funny.
Okay. All right, there you go. Keep us posted. Good luck. That's Group Therapy.